about 20 miles to go, I guess. Pretty close to jibe about a couple of hours ago. In by Horn Island. Got a couple of wind shifts coming along here with a couple of small fronts. There's a sort of a mini wave that's within the system. And so we're actually, I guess, just about 10 miles from the longitude of Cape Horn.
And what are your conditions like just now? You're not having it easy.
No, we have a lot of wind this morning. We're down to Staysail and Three Reefs in the main, and being over the plateau here where it's a lot more shallow, we had a pretty good sea state running along. It seems to have moderated a little bit just in the last half hour or so, but there seemed to be some pretty angry seas. Not huge, but a little bit of viciousness there.
Just give us a picture of what it's like outside just now, Rich, at Cape Horn.
It's gray. Defines gray. It's raining a little bit. Clouds going over, but just gray. It's been like this for the last couple of days with occasional breaks and with blue sky, but nothing like that today. So until this little weather system goes by, I think it's going to be like this.
And how are you feeling?
I'm pretty tired because I've been up for quite a while, and going through the night, we're actually on course for Cape Horn, and trying to sail downwind, deep downwind, and because the wind instruments are not functioning properly, we are not able to do that from the cabin. You have to be on deck to be watching the windex at the top of the mast to see how close downwind you can go, and we're trying to make those miles to the east that way. So we did that pretty well, but it takes a bit of a toll. You can't just set the autopilot to steer automatically according to that downwind wind angle. So that's gonna cost us some efficiency from here back to the finish. That's for sure.